Hey, it's Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. I am here in front of our local Starbucks with Jamie and Mikey on this big National Coffee Day.
Yay!
Hi, guys.
Cheers.
Look at us in front of Starbucks. This is such an exciting day. Everyone sitting around here seems really chill and mellow. Nobody is as excited as we are about the brand new offerings from Starbucks. And the reason why we're here, it's the protein lattes and protein cold foams. And there are many of them that have just been added to the menu at Starbucks. Mm-hmm. And that is our sole purpose for being here today.
Yep.
To try them out right here in person. Are we excited?
I'm excited.
I can't believe it's taken this long. Like, you know, with protein being what it has been for the past few years and gaining popularity, I can't believe this is like the first protein drink offering mm-hmm. that Starbucks has.
Yeah.
I think, and it's a little complicated, but we're going to break it down. Because it's kind of overwhelming. What
Jamie is like, Jamie is really burying the lead by saying it's a little complicated. It is very complicated. Yeah. But I'm going to let Jamie talk a little about it. But the exciting part is that some of these drinks have like 36 plus grams of protein.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. So we're going to try a lot of them and try to give you some tips and help you navigate how you can make some smart choices with these items. And we'll let you know what they taste like too.
So the first type of item they're offering is a protein latte. And what that is, it's made with protein boosted milk. So they've already got this ready made. They blended 2% milk with unflavored protein powder. And that's going to give you a drink that has up to 36 grams of protein per grande. You can request this special milk in any beverage that calls for milk for a dollar extra. So that's the first thing to know.
That's really cool. And just to reiterate, so that's a milk that really is just a 2% regular dairy milk, which already has a lot of protein, boosted with protein powder. Mm-hmm. Now, the unfortunate thing is you can't separate the powder from the milk. It's already blended. So you can't really get like protein boosted almond milk or oat milk. But still,
and you can't get like half the protein. Like they won't do. They were pretty specific.
Yep.
But what's great is they've got four of these protein lattes on the menu. But it's really two. They've got a vanilla protein matcha, which you can get iced or hot, and you can get regular or sugar free. Then they've got a vanilla protein latte, which you can get iced or hot, regular or sugar free. Then we've got the protein cold foams. So these add about 15 grams of protein per grande. And the flavors include banana, vanilla, sugar-free vanilla, chocolate, matcha, salted caramel, brown sugar, plain, and then seasonal pumpkin and pecan.
Yum.
And so to talk a little about the cold foam, in case you're interested, because we talked to Lacey, I believe her name was. She was our local manager, and she was great. And she was saying that the cold foam is what it is. It's a protein cold foam that they add things to make the flavors happen. So it's either a powder or a syrup. So in some cases, it's a lot higher in sugar than in other cases. Mm-hmm. And so that's where it could get tricky. But at the end of the day, they are like customizing the cold foams on the spot, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you can add any of those protein cold foams to any cold drink for $2 extra, or you can stick with their menu items. So they've got three of these. They've got an iced banana cream protein matcha, which a grande has 430 calories. They have a chocolate cream protein cold brew, which has 330 for a grande. And they have an iced vanilla cream protein latte for 390 calories. We're going to try some of these. We're going to try a lot of the cold foams.
Yeah, that's a lot to try. And, you know, I have to say a lot of these things are kind of high in calories. I wish they would do something as their hero drink.
Yeah.
That's like, this is 150 calories and 27 grams of protein, but we'll do our best to try to help you navigate that.
And I feel like they tried, because on the protein latte options, they straight away tell you, we have four options on the menu and two of them are sugar-free.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not super low because of all that protein.
Right.
So those sugar-free lattes are basically between 200 and 250 calories for a grande.
True. But, you know, and think about it. If the protein in those are like over 30 grams, that's almost like a meal replacement.
Yeah. The iced ones had 27 to 29 grams.
Pretty impressive.
Something like that. Yeah.
Very, very impressive.
Yeah.
All right. Let's jump in.
Let's drink.
So first up, we are trying an iced matcha latte. This is a sugar-free vanilla matcha protein latte. It has vanilla cold foam, protein cold foam. So Jamie, do we have the stats on this? This is like a, is this a tall?
So this is a tall. However, the stats are for a grande.
Okay.
So that has a grande sugar-free vanilla protein matcha, which you can order at Sugar-Free or regular, has 250 calories and 36 grams of protein.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
So this one's probably closer to like 200 calories and 30 grams of protein.
Okay, because it's short.
Yes.
All right. Now,
tall.
The first...
But not grande.
Tall. All right. Short is only hot drinks.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. But it is short.
Are we gonna...
You looked at the size of it. Hold on.
Are we going to go like camp style and all put our straws in?
We're going to do a single dip on the straw and then we'll pour.
The first thing we're going to do is try the protein.
So this is the vanilla.
It's kind of chunky looking. Am I wrong?
Okay, it's amazing.
Oh, wow.
I expected this to taste like protein and it really doesn't.
It tastes like the most delicious, like fluff.
Right.
Wow.
Like I want to eat it with a spoon.
I would just have that. I don't need the...
I know, but they won't. They told us they won't sell it separately.
Oh,
we're
going
to get like 9 cold brews in a few minutes.
You know that at some point we're going to see Starbucks cold foam cans in stores.
Oh, yeah.
Protein cold foam. Yeah. First of all, if people are not all over that, they're crazy.
So... What's great about this is it's both the cold foam and the drink are made with sugar-free.
Mm. And by the way, none of this tastes like protein. This is matcha. It tastes amazing.
This tastes like a milkshake to me.
That is amazing matcha. I don't know what they use, but that's really good matcha.
This is like a 10 out of 10.
How much protein is in that?
Probably about 30 in that tall drink. But
that's a lot.
I didn't think, though, that this was supposed to come with cold foam. Because... It's boosted with the milk. Let's look at the picture.
But look at the cold foam drinks.
So if we look at the picture, yeah, there's a little foam situation on top.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a protein matcha. Does it say what it has?
Well, it says is unsweetened matcha with protein-boosted milk and classic syrup. So it does not indicate that there is cold foam on there, but we certainly got some.
We did.
And it was delicious.
And I recommend ordering it that way. But I'm going to move on to this next thing. So this is just a cold brew, regular cold brew, with the chocolate protein cold foam.
It's actually off of their menu. This is like, they have a few specialty drinks and then you can also add the cold foam to anything. But this is the official chocolate cream protein cold brew. And then what we did is say, hey, we know that cold brew is made with vanilla. Can you do it with sugar-free instead of regular? And they said, yes.
Okay, but now.
It was one of the few things they were willing to modify.
Again, this protein cold foam does not taste like protein.
Oh, that's exceptional. Mm-hmm. But I'm a chocolate freak.
And I'm a cold brew freak, so that is
and
so
there's, think
good.
About it. There's no sweetener in this.
There is vanilla syrup.
Oh, it's a sugar-free syrup.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. This is amazing.
Wow.
I'm in love.
What is that called again?
So that is a chocolate cream protein cold brew, which is normally 330 calories for a grande. However, this is a tall... And we got it with sugar-free vanilla instead of regular.
Wow. So what do we think it has?
I mean, if you think about it, the only calories are coming from the protein powder and the unsweetened cold brew. So I'm going to go ahead and...
the vanilla syrup, but that's probably 10
like,
calories, 20 calories. I don't know.
It's sugar-free,
whatever.
Yeah.
So, but then... Dumb question. What is it normally coming from? The sweetened syrup?
The sweetened syrup and the sweet, yeah. In both, in the drink.
But
and
usually, but then what are the calorie, what are they saying the calorie counts are for this?
330.
Why?
Well, you've probably, think about it. 100, if that's a cold foam that has 15 grams of protein, 60 calories of that cold foam is protein. Then there's the
right,
rest
so
of the cold
I get
foam.
It. I think the cold foam has about 100 or 140 calories.
I think it's probably closer to 140 because regular cold foam probably has around 100. Sweetened cold foam. So let's say it's about 150 for that, and then probably 80 calories worth of sweetener in the cold brew, and then there's that chocolate powder. Remember, there's chocolate powder in it.
Oh,
it's not
so
unsweetened
the, so
powder.
The powder.
Yeah.
Okay. But I thought the powder was
in the cold foam.
Okay, but that's... So we're saying the 200 calories are coming just from the cold foam? I wish we knew. Mm-hmm. I wish Starbucks would tell us
I
how
know.
Many calories were
they
in
used
the
to let
foam.
You modify and see your things. But remember, they were also very reticent to modify these for us. So I think at the end of this episode, we're going to tell you exactly what modifications you can make and which ones we suggest.
Okay.
So stay tuned.
I enjoyed that word you used, Jamie.
What did I say?
Reticent.
Oh, I thought you meant modifications. I was like, well, that's not such a big word. All right. So this last thing is, what is this? This is just a sugar-free vanilla protein latte.
Yes. And this one we did not get cold foam on, but I think you can.
Yeah, you can add it to anything, but it's very sweet.
Why does this taste like banana to me? Am I imagining that?
Yeah, you're imagining it. It's very, very sweet.
Oh, wow.
Tastes great to me. I don't taste protein.
I don't like this one as much, but...
Well, it tastes like sugar-free.
It tastes like sugar-free to me.
What's the other ones, I didn't notice it as much. Mm-hmm.
What's the sweetener?
Probably sucralose.
Yeah.
If I had a guess, I'd say sucralose. Yeah,
that's not my, of the three so far, that's
not my favorite.
The matcha
was so good.
The matcha is the best.
I like the chocolate. But I'm a chocolate person.
To recap, we tried the sugar-free vanilla protein matcha, iced, and we got a tall. And the stats that are available is if you had gotten that as a grande, it would have 250 calories and 36 grams of protein.
Okay.
So that was pretty yum. The second thing we tried was the chocolate cream protein cold brew. We tried it with vanilla, sugar-free vanilla syrup. And if you ordered it just as is off the menu, a grande would be 330 calories. Wow. But our suggested modifications are get a tall and ask for sugar-free vanilla syrup.
So complicated.
I know.
And I miss the days where you could really customize it on the app.
You know what? I bet that they're going to make these more... As they get feedback, as things go along, I think they're going to give you more options because, and we might cover this when we circle back, but when we first asked, hey, can we get half as much protein? Can we get half almond milk, half boosted? They said, no, we are very specific about our protein.
They're specific
amounts.
Because they want the protein to be right on target.
Yep.
Okay. Well, next we're going to try all the other flavors of the protein cold foam. Cause that to me is the most innovative and new and exciting thing that Starbucks has done.
Yeah. And just to set that up, the protein cold foam adds about 15 grams of protein per grande. And there are three new menu items, which one was that chocolate cream, one is the iced vanilla, and one is an iced banana cream. But what we're going to do is just try adding them to cold brew, which is a good calorie saving option. That way, just the calories come from the protein cold foam. And the flavors are banana, vanilla, sugar-free vanilla, chocolate, matcha, salted caramel, and brown sugar, as well as plain. And there are seasonal pumpkin and pecan.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. So stay tuned. We're going to try. We've already tried the sugar-free vanilla, the chocolate. The matcha actually came with vanilla.
The matcha came. I wonder if it was regular. No, sugar-free vanilla.
Right.
Oh, there's too many.
Yeah.
We'll try a few.
Okay. Very exciting. Okay. So next up we have, this is just a cold brew with the banana protein cold foam. This is the thing I'm most excited about. Everybody was saying the banana cold foam was the best.
It popped out the top.
I know. I don't know how to open this. I feel like I can't do this.
I
shouldn't
just
get tops. No tops.
No tops. That's your number one tip.
Yes.
Go topless.
What if we just stuck
All right, let's stick our straws in here. Yeah. And then we'll pour. Okay. So
this is traditional cold brew topped with banana flavored protein cold foam.
I don't really taste a lot of banana, do you?
No, I think because we didn't get a good...
Hold on.
Can
you open this?
Oh, wait. You know what? We can use this as a spoon. We can scoop.
Yeah,
oh,
we can.
Good idea.
I'm going to try the cold foam right here. I'm the lucky one. Well, that's banana.
Yeah, it's subtle.
I get why they say it's not overly banana-y, because it is. It's banana powder. Mm-hmm. Very subtle.
I like, though, by this time, look at the actual cold brew. It's like, now it's like a iced latte because it's
dripped
down. Do you want to hold it up?
It definitely does not have a strong protein flavor.
Whoa.
I'm getting my protein for the day.
Oh, that's good when you drink it with the coffee. It's real good.
Oh, look at this.
All right, the banana cold foam. Phenomenal. Okay, now we're going to try the matcha cold foam. All right, so this is what we have. But the thing is, we're only trying this with the cold brew because we want to try the cold foam, and they will not. They're very strict. They won't just sell you the cold foam. So the idea here is I'm just trying the cold foam.
I had some already.
It's great.
Yeah.
But you taste the protein in this.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
This one tastes more protein than the others.
Yeah.
So I think, because I was watching them do it, I think that this is cold foam, matcha powder, and unsweetened protein powder.
Really?
Whereas some of the other ones, it's like sweetened banana protein powder. So I think it's because we have real matcha and unsweetened protein powder that it's tasting very proteiny.
Okay.
That's probably just going to taste like the matcha drink we just had, though, don't you think?
Because this is coffee.
Oh.
This is cold brew.
Oh.
So it's truly like a matcha. It's a real matcha cold brew latte. Okay, so now we have three more flavored cold foams in the cold brew coffees. here. But this is obviously the pumpkin. What are we trying first?
I feel like we should end with the most
flavor.
Yeah.
Okay. So wait, what do we have?
This is brown sugar.
Let's try brown sugar.
And I'm just gonna after that,
I was gonna use a straw, but you have a better idea with the scooper.
That was your idea, Mike.
No, it was mine.
Oh, it was Jamie's.
You're both wrong.
Oh, it's Jamie's idea. Hold on.
Oh my lord.
Brown sugar.
I want to put that in oatmeal.
Oh wow.
That is sweet.
Overnight oatmeal.
Oh, you just got some all over your shirt.
Your shirt's going to be like Popeye because
it's
got
protein.
It's not
even a shirt, it's a dress.
This is the
Here
best.
I am wearing a cute dress and everything.
Now, I will say this, I've not had a lot of cold foam. This is the best. The brown sugar is the best cold foam I've ever had.
Well, you kind of have had a lot of cold foam today alone.
That's true. Good point.
It's super sweet. Like,
that's why I like it.
I think it literally tastes like it's just like a big pile of brown sugar.
Yeah. I mean, what's a bummer is that they won't modify these at all. So you can't be like, give me half the brown sugar, give me half the flavor.
You're right. That is the biggest bummer. But maybe in the future they will.
Yeah.
What's next?
What flavor is this?
Salted caramel.
Oh, wait, do they add caramel or is it just like a...
No, it's like a syrup or a powder.
It's gonna get on me again.
And we have a whole group of high school kids now over here, so that's the background noise that you hear, people.
All right, this is salted caramel, and it tastes like butterscotch.
I love the texture of the protein cold foam.
So far, the brown sugar is my favorite, but that is really good.
By the way, you can get plain protein cold foam. So if you don't like sweet and you don't like flavor, you can just get...
We should have tried that.
Well, $100 later.
I know. Oh my gosh, how much should we spend
on
this?
Well, let's talk about it. It is, if you want to add protein cold foam to any drink, it's $2.
Okay.
So these cold brews were like $4.75 for a tall. Mm-hmm. So this was, each of these drinks was $6.75.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, but whatever. Starbucks is always expensive. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is the pumpkin cold foam. It's very pumpkin spice. Lots of nutmeg, lots of clove.
I like that a lot. You know that Starbucks is never expensive for Jamie and me?
Always use your Hungry Girl?
Because every year.
Because you always give us gift cards.
Yeah, all the time we get gift cards.
Yeah, I do. I give out gift cards just for like bingo prizes, but also if you kill a fly, you get a gift card.
I feel like I should, like when you're not at the office and I kill a fly, I should take a video of it. So
I was
going to
say, for context, it has to be at Hungryland. You can't just be like out and about murdering flies and be like, Lisa.
Vigilante, fly massacrist. All right. This is good. But you know what? I love this because it's very clear what flavors I like and what flavors I could live without.
Yeah.
Like, I love the chocolate. I love the sugar-free vanilla. I love the banana. Some of the others, I probably would love the plain.
Yeah.
Some of the others are a little too sweet. I love the chocolate.
Yeah.
My favorite cold foam of all time, though, is their strawberry. It's just not protein, but maybe. Why wouldn't they make a strawberry cold foam? Because they just use the puree.
Yeah.
But remember, they're very specific about this protein menu.
Ask.
Maybe it'll come in the future. Maybe the peanut butter will come in the future.
Oh, boy.
Maybe.
So, Lisa, if you were to wrap up some of your thoughts about this protein menu, your top tips, takeaways, what would you tell the people?
I would tell the people, you're always going to be safe. If you want to just get a protein boosted coffee, I would just get a cold brew iced coffee and then add a cold foam. And I would probably stick with the sugar-free vanilla cold foam or the banana cold foam. And then you get a nice protein boost in your coffee. And then it seeps down into the coffee and it almost tastes like a latte. And the calorie counts are not too bad. But as far as the ready-made drinks, that matcha was out of this world.
Yeah.
So that was a protein matcha, and we had it with sugar-free protein cold foam. And that was like head-explodingly delicious.
Yeah.
And the protein matcha itself, it was a vanilla protein matcha.
Sugar-free.
So like in the base was sugar-free, and then they also put the sugar-free vanilla cold foam on.
Yes.
Complicated, but
great.
Amazing.
Yeah,
good times.
Fun.
This was a good day.
Yeah.
We should do this more often.
Yeah, no, this was great. I don't know. If you like this pop-up podcast and you want more like this, please let us know.
Yeah. Text me 805-380-8075.
What should we try next?
We should... Oh, yeah, you should let us know.
Let
but
us
I was
going
to say, let's give out Starbucks gift cards.
Services
at least
cards?
Like one.
Generous.
One or two.
Okay.
We might as well.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so people just have to text you what they're most excited about trying, or if they tried something, what they liked.
Yeah, perfect. 805-380-8075.
All right, well, we are here from Starbucks. Very exciting. Our first live on location podcast, right?
Yeah.
Not live, but on location.
On location, yeah.
Live to us.
Yeah.
Right now it's live.
No, our second. We were at the beach house once.
Oh.
That's not really on location.
That's true.
Yeah, that was really.
I mean, we also did it from our kitchen table for all
true.
Of COVID.
That's true.
Yeah. Live. This is the first Starbucks podcast. Okay. All right. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.
Chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew.